Have you ever played sports? Have you ever attended a sports game or watched it on TV? Sports are one of the largest parts of the culture of the world. Specifically, sports are a big part of the college atmosphere. Our topic of the day is about whether or not the hardworking college athletes of the United States should be compensated for their efforts with money. Today, our hosts are Emily McCarthy,
Marina Sample,
and Mackenzie Honey.
So first, we would like to define what it means to be a college athlete. And to be a college athlete, you have to abide by the amateurism rule. So an amateur athlete is defined as someone who participated purely for the love of the sport and did not expect compensation for athletic performance, meaning that they do not get paid and they play purely for the fun of the sport and to play for the school. When you are a college athlete, there are many activities that affect your amateur status. First, if you are signing a contract with a professional team, playing with professionals, or participating in tryouts or practices with a professional team, you are considered non-amateur. Or if you're receiving payments or accepting prize money or other benefits, then it also can affect your amateur status.
So obviously the issue of paying college athletes is super controversial because there are a lot of arguments and sides. So today in our podcast, we're going to be looking at the pros and cons and some solutions. So Mackenzie, what do you think some of the biggest pros for paying college athletes are?
I think that one pro of paying college athletes would be providing relief for families because a lot of these students need to provide for their families when they go to college, so being given a salary would allow these families to not be financially burdened, and especially students who have student loans or partial scholarships, these families are the ones responsible for paying these tuitions, so giving them a salary would allow them to stay in school and not have to leave school early.
That's a really good point, Mackenzie, and I see where you're coming from, but how much money an athlete is given, like, be decided? Because, say, if the kid is super athletic or he plays one of, like, the more popular sports at the school, like, might become, like, unfair and give that student more money. And that could cause, like, create issues of paycheck equality for the school.
Yeah, that can be, like, totally problematic because it would prioritize some programs like football and basketball over other programs, especially like female athletics that don't have as many viewers at this point. That could be super problematic for them. And I think it would just honestly create a really, really bad atmosphere of colleges because everyone would just be competing to earn the most money and they wouldn't be focusing on their academics or anything else. And it would put a lot of pressure on the athletes to make money.
I think those are fair points, but if colleges and the NCAA decides that student athletes should be paid, that they would be smart about it and make a fair plan where families and students are paid in a way where it doesn't arise tension between different sports. But I especially think that a lot of basketball and football players who their industries make a lot of money, especially their families who are pretty poor and struggle to send them to college, I think that they deserve a salary so that this student can graduate with a degree and play the sport in college.
A common opinion for a lot of sports fans and NCAA is that a free college tuition is enough payment for these college athletes. But what I want to look at is, in a billion-dollar business like the NCAA, how much is a scholarship really worth? And in a study done by Drexel University, an average scholarship is about $23,000 for athletes, but the average worth of a college football player is $120,000, and the average worth of a basketball player is $265,000. So that $23,000 doesn't really compare to how high they're worth. And I think that just really shows that a free college tuition is definitely not enough payment for how much these players are worth.
So another con for paying college athletes would be that having salaries would eliminate the line between amateur and professional sports. A very strong argument that the NCAA makes is that
college athletes shouldn't be paid because it would eliminate the separation between amateurism and professionalism. And without that line, the links between an education at a college and sports play at a college would weaken. And then the athletes who don't eventually turn pro suffer because they'd have fewer opportunities available to them. And the NFL commissioner, who is Paul Tagliabue, he said that he thinks that the idea of paying salaries would be counterproductive because education took a backseat to athletics a long time ago.
I understand those points, but I think if you are questioning whether the line between professional sports and amateur sports would be a race, I think that if you pay athletes that they will stay in college programs longer. So instead of leaving school junior or sophomore year to join the NBA, they will finish college, get a degree, and then can have this salary to start the NBA after college. And I think that that will benefit these students in the long run because they'll be able to have a career after they are done playing professional basketball or football.
Another reason why I think paying college athletes isn't a good idea is because some colleges are already on pretty tight budgets, so paying college athletes might cause colleges to cut other programs. And doing this would just take away activities for students who aren't athletes, like art programs and other clubs. And many colleges actually use their funds from their their athletic programs to fund other programs and activities. So if those funds are given to, or like are used as salaries for college athletes, then the other programs and services might suffer because of it. And that would just like degrade the quality of life available on campus at many institutions. And depending on what programs were cut, it could even impact the safety of students over a long period of time.
I think overall, paying college athletes would be the best solution because these athletes, especially basketball and football players, are bringing in the most revenue to schools and the NCAA, so it is most fair for them to be paid because they are bringing in millions of dollars to the school and other programs. And I also think that if these athletic programs and student athletes are the main focus in whether they should be paid or not, I think that these students would have more incentive to play and would also want to stay in school longer and get a degree and graduate on time. One example of a student athlete who never graduated was Dominic Wilkins, who was a D1 basketball athlete. And he left the University of Georgia after 3 years of playing, and he never got a degree. And he said that he left school because he didn't want to wait to get paid. So I think that shows that paying these students will increase their chances of staying in school and get the degree that they deserve.
Yeah, I know that there is a lot of controversy on playing college athletes, but in talking to some of the college athletes that I know, specifically Bella LaGarza, who's a sophomore at Michigan State and plays volleyball, she believes that college sports are so crucial for some people and they're a huge part of their lives and they should remain really prominent at schools. And so I think that it's important to find solutions of paying athletes without really ruining the NCAA. So I think some solutions to help this and to have college athletes earn some type of money is to allow them to sell their own merchandise and to sell autographs and to make money off their own name. Because I think it's a little bit ridiculous that the NCAA limits them from doing this because it's their own name and their own success that they're making money off of. Another solution that would allow college athletes to have more freedom and to participate in the free market is to have unions for college athletes. One example that denied football players from forming a union was when Northwestern football players got together, but they were denied by the National Labor Relations Board. And so if athletes were allowed to form unions, it would help them fight for their rights and to have the leaders of the NCAA hear their concerns. And that's all we have for today, folks.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening.